Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Republican Roy Moore arrived at his polling place on horseback. The Democrat Doug Jones voted at a Baptist church. The uniquely Alabama special Senate election is underway, one of the most consequential and close special elections of the year, a race roiled by sexual misconduct allegations against Moore, an uphill climb for the Democrat in this deeply red state. Let's do a quick check-in with Andrew Yeager, a reporter and host at WBHM in Birmingham. Andrew, what are you seeing at the polls?
Well, right now, the story, at least anecdotally, seems to be a steady to strong turnout. The Secretary of State's office in Alabama predicted a 25% turnout, and his office says that we're on track for that. It sounds like a pretty dismal amount, but when you compare it to the primary, 14% turnout there, the GOP runoff, 18%. So 25% actually for a special election in the middle of December, it might be the best we can do.
Well, they certainly are aware of it. Here's Moore making his pitch to voters last night to drain the swamp in Washington.
We're up to our neck in alligators. We're up to the neck in people that don't want change in Washington, D.C. They wanted to keep it the same, keep their power, keep their prestige, and keep their position. And we've got to change that.
So borrowing a page from a candidate Donald Trump there, but here's Doug Jones last night.
We've lagged behind in industry. We've lagged behind in education. We've lagged behind in health care. It is time that we take a road that's going to get us on the path of progress.
Is it safe to say, Andrew, African Americans are key for Jones, while getting Republicans who might not like Moore to vote for Moore are the key for him?
That's pretty much seen as the path for Jones. He needs those African-American voters that generally vote Democratic and needs them to come out in high numbers. And there isn't just a majority base of Democratic voters in Alabama, so he needs some of those disaffected Republicans, moderate Republicans, to actually cross over and vote for him as well. Particularly, we're looking at areas around suburban Birmingham, other suburban communities. That's where he really hopes to pull this thing out.
Right. What about last-minute wrinkles? Last night, we saw Roy Moore's wife saying that her husband is unfairly being portrayed as anti-Semitic. She wanted to say one of our attorneys is a Jew. That, of course, is seen as anti-Semitic by some. You know, Jews are the money changers or the lawyers, or it's like I have a black friend. Jones, meanwhile, as we heard on Morning Edition, has steadfastly refused to speak with the national media. Is that going to backfire on him?
I really can't say one way or another, other than to say that Jones has tried to walk this line during the campaign about how much he is associated with national figures in the Democratic Party, how many those outside voices, because sometimes in a culture like Alabama, those sorts of associations can have blowback.
Yeah. Andrew Yeager, reporter and host at WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, on a big political day there in your state. Andrew, thanks so much for touching base.
Great to be with you.